down, go to town, boot, scoot, boogie.
Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Alchemist Club. I'm Joe, your host and dungeon master for this thrilling D&D adventure. Joining me here today, we have...
Daniel, playing Jedfleek.
Cahill, playing Captain Desmond.
I'm Zach, and I play Falrock.
I'm Matt, and I play Leolin.
Waffle, playing the new and improved Extra Strength Tarjux Heiko. Ask for it by name.
Sure.
You get a prescription first, though. You're not going to be able
yeah,
to get that over the counter.
That's not an OTC medication.
Yeah.
No.
Right.
Ask your doctor if the Anchor Storm is right for you.
It's typically not.
It's yeah. the doctor will look at you going, "What? No, that's not even medicine."
Okay. Everybody's here.
Hi.
We have a fan letter.
Ah.
Oh boy.
It's not a question. It's from Kelly, who wrote in specifically to say. Slow clap for Chet's comment about not being able to wild shape into a man because he can't turn into horrors. So that was back from episode 233.
Good times.
Remember before you all were like infused with godhood?
The halcyon days of youth. Back when we were like, how do we get somewhere?
Now you have that problem, but with 9th level spells.
Yes.
Right, so that's all of our fan mail. Who wants to refresh our memory of what happened last time?
We steeped, like so many bags of tea, in that, and I quote from the DM, good juice.
Uh-huh.
And upon doing so, discovered that the power to contest the very fate of the universe was inside us all along, in the form of eldritch lobster blood.
Yep.
And now we're a bunch of cool guys that can do really cool things. And, you know, we're gonna do them, is the thing.
You're gonna do them.
Whatever that is, we're going to do it.
A few golems.
Yeah, you did bring some adamantine golems with you.
Yeah. But they're specifically defending our hidden fortress. Because, you know, that much adamantine in one place is a war crime, so yeah.
And we're told not to talk and they were told not to talk to strangers.
That's true. That's very important.
Meaning other people with adamantine blood or hatchling blood in them besides us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then we came back to Telephorus, where Basil and Ivy were having tea and were apparently rudely interrupted by just our appearance in general.
Which, I would like to note, I think only maybe one or two of us look fucked up and weird. Because I look normal. Falrock looks normal. Leylin, I can't remember. I think Leylin just looks like slightly sicklier Leylin without a shadow. So it's really good chat.
Leylin like looks buff, but...
Yeah.
I gave you all
as sickly as ever
instructions to like tell me how you look after you get infused with lobster juice. And you all are like, well, it only really shows up in very specific circumstances, and that's
no, mine's
fine.
Always fucked up forever. I just have an illusion on.
Exactly.
I thought ahead. I was like, "Look, I'm gonna end up with some freaky shit poking out of my corpus. I need to get on top of that now." But yeah, I give a formal Juxian bow to our longtime tree residents. And I go, we're back! And better than ever!
Uh-huh.
What'd we miss while we were gone? How long has it been? We did some plane hopping, so time might be fucked up. For us, not for you. Your timeline is fine. What's a timeline? How's it going? Did Stoney's call?
You know they didn't.
You know what? If Stoney's called right now, I wouldn't even accept it. I'd be like, oh, look who's come crawling.
Now to like build our own Stoney's.
Look who's come crawling back now that I'm level 17. And I would be like, I would waste wish on establishing a pizza chain just to take Stoney's down.
How dare you?
He would too. That's the.
I've gone mad with power.
How dare you?
The monster part of the hatchling blood coming out, like that's the final. That's the final form.
Yeah, you are otherwise normal, but you're a really terrible pizza joint manager.
Now you contend with my final form, Tarajux Entertainment Heiko. AKA Jux E Cheese.
No.
No.
You'd have to change your last name.
Uh-huh. That's a price I'm willing to pay.
Anyway.
Have anything to say?
Cheese. Everybody seem like, other than Ched doing weird stuff, it doesn't, like, nobody really notices any big difference, because you all specifically kind of made sure that you looked normal-ish.
Yeah.
I mean, Ched's feathers are just more emotive, and, well, emotive, they're actually emotive now, they weren't really before, so more isn't really, really important there, but yeah, just don't look at the feathers too closely, you won't
like what you see.
Look, I thought we were all gonna lean into the Eldridge a little bit.
You were supposed to, and
nobody,
in point of fact.
Nobody did, but me, I think. I don't know.
Uh-huh. That was kind of how it was supposed to go.
We just run in and we go, something's wrong with Ched!
I mean, honestly, Ched was gonna... He was gonna turn into something big and drink all that blood. Level 17! Oh, level 20, here I come!
No, Ched, you're gonna overshoot! Ched drinks too much blood and now it's a godbound campaign.
So we came back to the tree ship and we met Basil and Ivy, right?
Yeah.
Or we were about to meet them.
That's happening now.
Yes.
Yeah. So, what's been happening here?
Not much, really. Y'all weren't gone that long.
That's good. Like you never know with these things.
It's true.
Okay, well that's fine. That's about what I expected as far as like time loss.
No visits from the Fae.
Oh, don't worry, that's coming. I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Queen Aurelia's pager just went off. Idiots are back. I go check on my son.
TJM appears to be thriving and happy.
Oh,
as they so always glad. Are.
I'm just so glad, you know.
Yeah, understandably. We're all glad.
I just pat him. I squeeze him a little bit like a squishmallow. I tell him how proud I am of him. And he's going to do great things in this world. And I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that there is a world for him to grow up in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stand up and say, Daddy's got to go fight in the Sky War now. Be good. And that's code for I go upstairs and get some food.
Ah, yes, the Sky War.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I whip up a pancake or two and I take a bite of it and there's just the sound of something falling forever. So I'm going to be really, really good at hot dog eating contests from now on. But also, it's
kind of Well, any food eating contest.
That was not the most satisfying pancake I've had. That's unfortunate.
Where does he put it all? A hollow leg?
Wouldn't you like to know? Horrors beyond your understanding lie past the horizon, little one. Do not seek the dark shoal.
If I tried to sneak regenerate him, would it work at this point?
That's a fascinating question. So I'm chowing down. I'm reflecting. Shooting some little sparks off and everything, be like, cha cha cha, neat.
Cha 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 cha.
Falrock's gonna send a message to Amber. See if, because we parked at Dying Gaia, to see if she's available to catch
see
up.
The new you.
It's been a little while.
You can turn that switch on and off for her.
Oh my god.
Well, it happens during strenuous activity, so she's gonna see it.
Sheesh.
Anyway. Amber does not appear to be available at the moment.
Okay.
So your ability to see her is going to be contingent on, I guess, how long you plan on staying. But she is pretty heavily involved with some kind of political things with her aunt. There's councils going about.
Oh yeah, I ask if they've figured out a king yet, or if that's still ongoing.
That's part of the kind of process here.
Gotcha. Okay.
Is the gemstone duchies have been kind of stumping for greater representation in the monarchy. And now there are going to be some, what's the word I want? So there are a lot of lobbying. There's a lot of lobbying going on right now.
We're about to see the establishment of the Dwarven Magna Carta.
Something like that. Yeah.
oh no.
So, she's pretty pretty very tied busy. Up with all of that stuff.
Okay. It also means we can't get a hold of the archivist as well, so.
Correct.
Yep. Okay, well. What the hell are we doing now, guys?
We have any messages on the, I don't know, Telephorus answering machine or anything?
Nope.
Where's Angloria Faywind right now?
Angloria Faywind right now is at that kind of offshore base for the iconoclasts.
Okay.
We could do some of that.
I think it's probably about time we fuck up the iconoclasts real good. Or not the, sorry. Fuck up the True Church with the iconoclasts. I'm becoming a monster!
Valanthe appears behind you and cuts your head off.
I don't think that would kill me anymore.
It probably wouldn't, but that's not the point.
It's the thought of slicing your head off that counts.
Yeah. I think we're in a great state now that we could either go try to challenge the subdirectors back in that place that we fumbled our way through. I'm sure Leyland would have some stern words for Shadow Leyland. The thing is, you're Shadow Leyland now. They're like less Shadow Leyland.
Mm-hmm.
I think they don't deserve that title.
I'm gonna tell you right now, if you go
no, our level, if that guy is still
I'm not gonna take my place. I'm just gonna kill them and leave.
Your guy's off in the windy world still.
Well, maybe.
He might have come back, yeah.
I mean, I'm all for making the True Church in our own image, but I didn't think that's the way you guys wanted to go.
Nope.
I think we need to destroy it. We need to dismantle every last stone.
In the power vacuum, we'll create our own. That's how it's going to work. That's what I've seen.
I'm not so much for organized religion. I prefer disorganized religion.
Okay. You can be you can have a nomadic ideology.
Yeah, the idea of people building temples to me is like, ugh. Just take all the stones that you were gonna build a temple with and just throw them off the edge.
I know a guy.
Your prayer will be processed in 3 to 6 business days.
And then the civilization that lives under the storm will build a temple with the stones. You know,
weirdly enough, I would love if they built me temples. For some reason, I like these people
them,
more.
We?
Yeah.
That was the whole point. And instead, we went on an Underdark adventure.
Angry gods.
Maybe we go back to the Vault of the Gods.
Well, that was on an island that's very disconnected from everything else. So
we also got we got very lucky finding that. I think we kind of figured out that it moves too, or
pretty,
something.
Pretty sure we could find it again if we needed to.
Yeah. Also, could always teleport us there.
That's true.
Not right now. I need to sleep. I'm boning around.
So we're here at least a day then.
Yeah. Okay. We're here more than a day because I have some side projects that I need to wish up. But
Chet is just going to he's going to use up the charge in his ring of spell storing. It's currently mass cure wounds. Everybody's going to feel like, oh, I feel refreshed. I feel pretty good. I had a paper cut. Now I don't. Everybody in range on the tree ship, and then instead cast shape change into the foresight into the ring of spell storing.
Interesting.
Which is a fun divination spell.
Hold on.
Pretty sure.
I think there's a level
yeah. cap on the ring of spell storing.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I appreciate the instinct, though. Holy shit.
The ring of spell storing can hold up to 5 levels worth of spells at a time.
Okay, so a 5th level spell at
maximum,
best.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to just buy a bunch of rings of spell storing and put wish in all of them.
please, I would
not
buy
on my
own.
Watch.
Yeah, so I think, like, everybody take 5, by which I mean take a long rest. Let's kind of contact our various people that we want to talk to. I'm going to reach out to the Iconoclast and let them know that we are available for wet work again. And then I think it's time that we sort of step up our efforts here and just kill our way up the food chain of the True Church until we bite down on some meat. That said, something else I would like to have prepared before we go on this great crusade of ours, we need more anti-hatchling stuff. We brought back a bunch of the you-know-what good green stuff. So, I think we need to be making, like, I don't know, garrots or, like, throwing darts that Falrock can use, or, like, barbed crossbow bolts that stick in targets, because we all got shot and we all felt that they were very, very effective against us, so they're going to be very, very effective against the things that we are fighting as well. Material cost is no longer the issue here. Now it is just we need to make the stuff.
Yeah, and since I took all that hatchling blood back in my chest, I had 4 liters worth of alcohol, so we'll just say I dumped all, well, drank all of it. And then now I have
chug.
Exactly. That's a hell of a chug.
So now we have 4 liters worth of hatchling poison.
Okay.
4 liters? What? Holy moly.
It's a lot, okay. A lot of blood. It's a lot of hatchling blood to be carrying around.
I mean, I suppose we could like feed it all to something.
Space. It's okay. Well, I figured we'd tip it with arrows and like just shoot people with it and watch them go insane.
Oh my god!
What the fuck?
I mean, you're not wrong, but...
Jeez. Really leaning into this we become the True Church thing, isn't he?
I was gonna see if we could... if I could just... I don't know, try to find some artificer or smith, somebody who could work, you know, adamantine into a weapon that would, like, shift with my wild shape. but...
Oh, like a set of claws or something?
Yeah.
Well...
But they would be able to... They would need to be able to magically transform with me.
That is something that you would have to go to the mountain home for.
Yeah.
Or maybe Lori.
Possibly Lori, but that's going to come with a hefty price tag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've got blood, and we've got adamantine.
Oh.
And we've got she might want to do violence. Oh, she might want a favor.
Do give Lori just like a Kool-Aid pitcher of hatchling blood. What a good idea.
I think what could go wrong?
What a good idea.
The world's fucked anyway. What do we care?
Hang on. I thought I got through that arc like 70 episodes ago.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So the other thing we did talk about is getting in contact with the acting regent of the mountain home and being like, hey, we have some adamantine we want to trade.
Yeah, but the active regent is currently in negotiations at the moment.
Sure.
So
okay.
Bit busy like, for that. That'll have to be put on back burner.
What do they say when they're like, where did you find the adamantine?
We tell them that we were adventuring and we found scraps of it down in a deep, forgotten dungeon.
I mean, Well, they're going to expect... They would not expect anybody to answer that question. At least they wouldn't expect them to answer it truthfully.
Or we just say Aldrax had it.
Where'd you get this rare...
Aldrax would be so good.
What a good way to start an international war.
Yeah, they were feeding into the elementals. It
is like a national fucking trade secret.
Well, I think that the Underdark is a pretty good and also moderately honest explanation of just like we were adventuring in the Underdark.
We found some stuff and we know
we are not,
it belongs to you and we want a finder's fee.
We are not lying.
We found it
in the Underdark.
We don't want this in the wrong hands. Like that's why we brought it here. But
the zone of truth, and I will say the same thing under
I'm not standing in that.
I will.
We know how that's going to end up.
I will stand in a zone of truth because I can cast glibness. I can cast glibness, and I also took subtle spell as my next meta magic. So
I don't even want to be in the room that conversation's happening in. Like, talk about know thyself. Thyself is not a liar.
Yeah, Ched would just throw a ball of, like a little chunk of himself in anticipation, and then it would grow his own mouth and vocal cords, and he would speak from outside the zone of truth.
Yeah, because that...
That's really, really truthful and honest. And
they're
going to
let
great.
That slide, yeah.
They wouldn't know. They'd be none the wiser.
You're throwing your voice.
I mean, yes, literally, but have you learned to do it in the manner of a ventriloquist?
I mean...
I could teach you. I am a classically trained actor.
A thespian.
Well, no, so what it would be is I would just speak Chud's lines for him. I am going to go up and contact and Gloria Feywind and just say that we are basically we're recovered from our business in Jux and we are looking for another high value target. Smiley face.
I don't know if she still wants to talk to us.
That's fine. I know it's only been like a couple weeks since we kind of like pulled the rug out from under her entire life, but I don't want to be like, hey, Gloria, how you doing? She doesn't need that. This is a lady who, the first time we met her, she blew up an entire cultist operation by herself. She's a fighter, and she's going
to... Trying to find the brother that no longer wants anything to do with her.
Yeah, well, I think she's got some schemes cooking, is all I'm saying, and I think...
Yeah, kill him. Find him and then kill him. That's the scheme. He's a true churcher.
That's one way we could do it.
Well, I mean, I'm saying that's her arc, I think. I don't know.
Look, if she tells us to go back and kill that guy, I'm in. He's a bad person. So
Is he a bad person?
Yes, the cult is bad.
No, I don't know about that.
I'm not saying we're better. I'm just saying they're bad.
I could summon Sub-Director Desmond and we could talk to him.
You could do that.
You can?
Yeah.
To what end?
I was about to say, we were kind of terrible at those questions last time, so...
Well, and it's going to be the same, like, blah, 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 I do this to preserve the weave of fate, and we're going to be like, yeah, but you suck.
And he'd be like, right. Yeah, well, you suck harder.
I would rather the apocalypse comes than have the world perpetually in the hands of people who suck.
So... Who's going to take it from you when
Oh, I'm not going to hold it. I'm going to set it free.
That's what they all say.
But I mean, we still don't even know what their grand
That's why we need to start killing some high-level people. We got to get to the actual like heads of this operation, not
the goals of the True Church are aligning with the goals of the party and you guys don't see it yet.
No. Because they suck again, Your Honor. Your Honor, look at them. They suck.
Anyway, offer stands.
Even if their goal is something like protect the world from the hatchling or something,
What would you ask him if you summoned him?
I want to make an important distinction here before this conversation veers any further off the rails, which is that Desmond summoning Director Desmond doesn't mean you're going to get I don't even remember what his name was. Like Daryl or whoever it was you talked to in the True Church place.
Was it Thomas or something?
No, Thomas was the Terrajux equivalent.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure. What Desmond would be doing is summoning a version of himself from a different timeline who actually became a sub-director of the True Church.
Yes, correct. I see. Yeah, I mean... The issue is, like, are they gonna... How helpful is other Desmond gonna be, Desmond? Like, are they...
Question. As helpful as I am, of course.
Okay. So, because, like, if we ask them, like, hey, who are the head honchos? Where the head honchos live? We're not gonna get an answer, because they're... Because
it's a different timeline.
Well, it's also a different, universe.
Sure. But, like, their HQ is probably still in the same place.
Look, he'll save his spell slots, we'll save our breath.
The goals of the True Church, though, should still be the same.
Yeah.
Should they?
So I think if we focus... Unless we become sub-directors to change the goals, then yes, I would think that in this other timeline, it's us that choose that path.
Because the organization is still founded on the same principles.
So I think this could be helpful, unless it's just... We got, we drank the Kool-Aid.
What the heck? I got nothing else to do. Desmond, whip us up. Okay.
What? Very important question here. Can we banish this other Desmond at will? What happens if this Desmond turns on us while we're here? What if,
blow him up.
It's not like that.
How sure are you?
I'm like 80% sure.
Okay. So
did you say 0 to 80%?
No, he said 80 to 0.
Oh, okay.
Do we really want to summon a Desmond that has fallen to a darker side?
Well, so is this like, are you making an additional copy here, or are you like, is this like a seance thing where
it's
you're like
a modified simulacrum spell?
Yeah.
Okay. So we just gotta drain all your spell slots first. I think this is a useful idea. If nothing else, we can try to get some like background info on the cult, or maybe he'll let slip like a critical step in the plan or like a location and we can go check there and see if it's the same in our timeline.
Falrock crosses his arms and says, you really think you're going to have the other Desmond let something slip?
I think I'm very persuasive.
How do we get rid of him when we're done with this?
There we go.
Our Desmond stops concentrating on a spell, I assume.
Is it that simple, Desmond?
Yeah, it's not like it lasts for very long anyway. It's like an hour.
How much trouble could one Desmond get up to in an hour?
Do we have a brig? Do we have anything like that on our ship?
It's mine.
You could just put him in the upgrade forge.
There we go.
Oh, speaking of, hang on. We had something in with it, didn't we? We had the...
Why don't we not summon him in...
I don't think we'll do it on the ship. Yeah.
Let's go somewhere else. And then summon him.
Yeah.
Wait, you can teleport us, can't you?
I am, again, bone dry for the rest of the day.
All right. Well, then let's take a good nappy nap. And then let's do this, like, teleport us to, like, an island off the coast or something.
Okay.
You know what? How about to where we had the critters or something?
The Rockbiter Island? The one that I had to use a very powerful explosive force to get you off of? We're going to go back there.
It's fine.
So I will, just so everybody is aware of how teleport works. It works best if I have a physical object or a permanent teleportation circle to get there. Otherwise, there is a small but persistent chance that we could be off target or worse. So I can teleport us anywhere, but if I have a chunk of a thing from there, and I've been gathering chunks for the last 6 months, so we have like a decent stockpile of fun locations we can go to, but just so you're aware, like,
and
I have this engraved fork from the mountain home that I stole from the throne room, and I have this chip of brick from Sindrian if we ever want to go back there, and all kinds of stuff, but it does limit our stuff to basically places we've been.
And I've got transport via plants, which will more or less...
Which is more consistent.
...have the same goal, right? The condition is trees or some other large plant.
Okay, I sleep.
Now let's take a rest.
Okay.
I take a few more of Desmond's letters for his son to the post office in the night. I don't forget.
Joe, I have a rules clarification question for you regarding Wish.
Oh boy.
When I am recreating the effects of an 8th level or lower spell, so Wish has a casting time of 1 action, but there are spells that have a casting time of like 1 minute or 1 hour. Does it use... It says that the effect just happens.
Yep.
Is that instant, or do I still have to do the full casting time of the other spell?
I believe it's just 1 action.
Great.
Because it says you need to meet any of the requirements of that spell. It just happens.
Perfect. I show up to breakfast in the morning with a second Terrajux Heiko.
Nice.
I sit down, and then I also sit down, and I gesture everybody. I say, everybody, this is Terrajux Heiko number 2.
And the other one gestures and says, this is Terrajux Heiko number 2.
And I look at him, and he looks at me, and we're both like, ah, evil clone bit. And then we high-five and finger pistols.
Yeah.
And... just after that, 2 Cheds walk into the room.
Oh, now it's a party.
Uh-huh.
I guess since we're summoning a second Desmond, we need to have backup.
Yeah.
Desmond would be both short cop and wet cop.
Oh, you're so right.
Hang on. Are you saying that Dwarf Desmond is the one that became a subdirector?
No.
Well, just there's okay. a timeline where we're all dwarves. There's
infinite number of timelines where we're all dwarves and you're a human.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you don't have to say it like that.
Well, you know.
Paradox, you don't understand. It.
No, like, Farrakh, I'm not human anymore. I really don't care that much.
I don't mean it as an offense to you or to any other humans. I so much of myself is being a dwarf. Like,
sure.
It'd be the same if I was anything else. Just,
Ched is unchained. Ched has no longing for what he used to be or his people. He is.
50 times.
Hell yeah. I'm going to live forever. Ched is just here to fuck shit up now.
Wow, we're really coming off the rails here. Like,
guys, all it took was a taste of power.
Guys, we have had hatchling powers for one day, and we're already just becoming.
No, we have not, but we have progressively we are progressively becoming more and more eldritch. Like we are becoming so alien. That there's no way we can retain the same personality. There's no way we can retain the same, like...
Why not?
I don't know. Huh?
All right, just why not?
We're like...
Yeah?
Literally mutating.
That's fine.
I think you're the only one who's, like, legitimately mutating. Everybody else is mutated.
I take off my hat of disguise so Ched can see my fucked up cloud in a bottle appearance, and I say, Ched, here's the thing, is that I was already one with the wind. Now it's just like, you know, complete. This is who I always was. And then I put it back on so I look handsome again.
There's so much of you. There is so much of you that's missing. This is like a ship of Theseus argument. You are completely different than you were 2 years ago.
Oh, you mean like the glider of Jux, yeah.
Oh my god.
The glider of Jux.
Maybe you just need to have a near-death experience, Ched.
It does wonders for the soul.
What would that... For what? What purpose?
At perspective, I don't know.
Yeah.
Look, if nothing else, you'll start seeing a really cool skeleton everywhere.
The really cool skeleton in the corner of the room waves.
I throw a fork at it. Be gone!
Your fork just clangs off the wall.
Yeah, it bounces
Leyland,
off
did you
wall.
See that? Did you see that, Leyland? Did anybody see that? I'm fine. False alarm.
I see a lot of shit, but I don't see that.
That. Why is it just me? We need to go to the archives. I need to look this up. Alright, everybody finishes breakfast. You all gain a shit pile of, I think it's 22 temporary hit points.
You tell me.
Yes, 22.
Making bacon pancakes.
And then, yeah, are we going to teleport somewhere and summon evil Desmond?
Sure. Ched waves a hand over a wall in the tree ship and gestures to walk inside.
I dive through, closely followed by Terrajux 2.
We go.
Yep.
Okay. Off you go.
And we exit a tree somewhere in the south near the, is it the Edgewood?
The Edgelands.
What's the Edgelands? I was thinking the woods where the elves live, just on the edge of it.
Woods. That's more north.
Maybe not those.
Yeah. We never go up there.
Yeah.
That's like the one place that has just been like a big like X, like don't go there since we got the tree ship.
Okay. So. Yeah, so somewhere in the south.
What could he possibly do to us? He'd teleport onto the ship and be like, "You fools, I've come to retake." Oh god. that bird is melting. Yeah, we know.
So you exit a scrubby tree in the Edgelands. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Okay. There you are. You're in the Edgelands.
Hmm. All right. Desmond, start seancing, I guess. And I look at Tarjux too, and I go, I got a bad feeling about this.
Okay. So how this works is Desmond takes his arm straight out, and you'll notice a lot of frost starting to congeal around one hand and boiling water around the other. And he says the words, I am the ripple on the waters of eternity. Come forth, Director Desmond. And he slaps his hands together. And then Director Desmond slowly manifests out of this crystalline ice and boiling water. It's kind of like a, was what kind of makes up his body is like a different facade. Director Desmond is in like pinstriped business suit. He's got horn-rimmed glasses, a nice tight beard, and an old sailor's hat on.
Uh-huh.
And he has his arms kind of behind him, and he addresses the party and goes, hello, welcome future members of the True Church.
What's your deal?
I don't know if I can answer. Do you want me to answer, or do you want to answer?
I think I'll take it from here. Okay. he looks at all of you and says, it's simple math, and if you haven't figured that out by now, then, well, that's honestly on you. Drink? And he spontaneously manifests a dry gin martini.
Let's pretend for a moment that I can't do math.
We don't have to pretend. We all know. Everybody knows.
Run me through the numbers, just in case.
He shakes his head and says, no, it's much more entertaining and amusing and also important an experience for you when you finally put all the pieces together.
I side-eye Terjix 2 and I go, this guy sucks. And Terjix 2 shrugs and goes, this guy sucks.
Now, what can I do for you?
We were hoping for maybe some more information on what exactly the True Church is, because I feel like our previous visits have been brief and mostly filled with the sound of explosions.
Well, yeah. That's because you are a little bit on the violent side, if I'm being perfectly honest with you.
Who told you that? I'll kill them!
he sips his drink. And he says, the True Church is an organization dedicated to the advancement and understanding of the plans of the Pantheon.
Advancement and understand. Okay. So you work for the gods?
We are a church, yes.
Yeah, you... Anyone can call themselves a church. That was a reasonable thing to ask. Of course it was.
And the true church. Artix
was patting me on the head.
This is awful.
It's a very good question. Yes, okay, yeah. So you're the church that's better than all the other churches because you can see behind the veil and whatever. Why are you so sure that we're going to join?
He smiles and sips his drink and says, that, again, something that you'll need to figure out for yourself.
Ugh. I just, you know, we don't seem
like
the most...
Literally, look at yourself.
I'm not the most pious of individuals, you know? I've never really been much for the gods. Didn't really seem to help me out when I needed it. Doesn't seem like I really need him now. I don't know. It just seems like it
would
be...
you're literally becoming one.
Be a weird turn. Okay, so let's assume for the moment that I believe that you are some sort of mouthpiece of the gods. But to what end? Why?
Yeah, what's the gods' goal?
What's in it for you?
What's in it for me? Well... Sure. I get to see Aquila prosper and the world prosper in turn.
Uh-huh. So what is Aquila's goal?
To see the world prosper.
That's too vague. There's gotta be like a 5-year plan.
The gods want to protect the denizens of this world. They always have. That's their whole shtick. That's why the planet didn't crumble all to pieces even more after the hatching. That's why they kept the hatchling from destroying the world in the throes of its hatching. Destroying it entirely, I should say. And that's what they aim to do now, is keep this place safe.
Safe from what?
How are they utilizing hatchling blood or material to do that?
Well, a lot of this world is steeped in the Far Realm's influence, and the best way to overcome something is to understand it.
Ooh, if you had 4 liters of hatchling blood, what would you do with it?
ooh, that's a good one. He pulls a little notepad out of the breast pocket of his suit, and flips a couple pages. He said, we could easily direct 1 liter over to further experimentation, get some new test subjects in. Certainly keep some for myself, because, you know, it does help juice up my own skill set, maybe pass it around to the other subdirectors, send a leader to the proxies just to make sure we stay on their good side, because they get real cranky if you leave them out of the day-to-day operations. And that leaves one extra leader. I don't know, maybe throw a pizza party for the cultists.
Oh man, that sounds really nice. I didn't realize that proxies used hatchling blood.
Yeah, well, that's kind of how all the higher-ups work. He winks.
How they became proxies.
Well, no, now I'm a little worried. If somebody put on the proxy mask that didn't have hatchling blood, what would happen to them?
Don't know. Never seen it happen.
I need to get some soup!
Why?
So what happens to the people, to the failed experiments? They're just collateral damage to protecting the world from the Far Realm influence?
Some of them, and it's regrettable, yes, but we do make sure to adequately compensate those families. At least in my timeline. I don't know if you've achieved that level of kind-heartedness yet.
It's mostly kidnapping and extortion over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, after I joined up, there were some pretty big reforms.
When did you join up in the grand scope of things?
I don't know that comparison would really make any sense at this point.
Sure, but
Did you join up with us? Did we join together?
We are all six of us functioning well in the hierarchy of the True Church.
But that wasn't my question. Did we?
Yeah.
Did we have adventures together before?
Yes.
The True Church, and then
who's
we
the
decided
sixth one?
To.
Who's not here?
So how did it come to be that we came together to and joined the church?
We were kidnapped,
so we never got out.
Oh, we got out. We escaped. I was influenced to inject everybody with hatchling blood. We had several adventures, and eventually, through our contact and, you know, repeated destruction of True Church property, came to realize that they were working towards a more noble goal than we had originally assumed. And
what changed your mind? The Desmond that I know, and no offense, Desmond, doesn't really care that much about the prosperity of the world. What made you suddenly a philanthropist?
Because my son was a member of the True Church.
Yikes.
Where do you get some soup?
Yeah. Before we go, who's the sixth? Who's missing? There's only five of us, unless two Tarjux has joined.
Yes, it's Tarjux too. He's been here for all our adventures.
Don't you remember?
I've been going through and editing Memno fluid footage for Tarjux too.
He does not. He does not tell you anything more about this so-called supposed sixth person. He just kind of winks at you.
What about the sixth god?
What about the sixth god?
Who is the sixth god? We have Terran, Aquila, Zephiri, Sinti, and Tenebra.
Yes, and?
Who do you have beyond those five?
Just the five.
But you have six subdirectors and six proxies?
No, I said there were six of us. And he kind of twiddles his finger at the group.
Okay.
Six join as well?
I mean, I look over at both Terrajuxes and I
did that six join as well?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think of like how I could try to like manipulate some knowledge out of him on like locations or
I'm gonna trick him into telling me good stuff.
Well, yeah, no, I'm trying to like.
Yeah.
How could I? I really don't have a good idea right now, unfortunately.
Tragic.
I know.
There's an apple orchard nearby. No, there isn't an apple orchard nearby.
I mean, even if there was, we're in the Edgelands, not the Feywilds.
Yeah.
It's true. Though, to be fair, any orchard growing in the Edgelands would almost certainly be magical, because it is not an appropriate climate for apples.
Well, so look at these perfectly non-suspicious apples.
Mm-hmm.
So how similar is your world to ours? Do you have Jux in your world?
Of course, yes.
Do you have Aldrax? And Sildal? And Dragonglass, the mountain home?
Yeah, sure.
The orcs down in the Great Wood.
I don't really know much about your world, so I can't really tell you what the differences are.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm asking. That's why I'm asking specifically about your world and ours. Is your version of do I look familiar to you? Is there a version of me,
buddy?
And I gesture
to
myself.
I don't think you look familiar to anybody.
is your subdirector's like admin building in the same location as ours?
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Where's yours?
I point in a direction. It's like there, that way, underground.
He squints and looks in the direction. It's like, probably.
All right. Well.
So do you have a Terrajux?
Son...
Do you have a Ched Fleek? Do you have a Leolin? Do you have a Falrock Donkil of the Donkil clan?
He said we were all familiar to him. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, he said I didn't look similar to anybody or anything. So.
Because you're pretty messed up.
Oh, because I look I look a little off, but I'm not like that weird. So come on, buddy.
Was your son a member of the True Church before you?
He is the reason I joined, yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's something we might want to look into.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. We need some soup.
Oh, no.
Desmond's just like hyperventilating. He's got the paper bag out. He's
classically trained. Throw it all away.
Did we join with you? Like at the same time?
We had a bit of a discussion about it, but yes.
How did you replace the other directors?
Oh, we worked our way up. We got promoted.
Started in the mail room.
Oh.
Just like everybody else.
Okay.
It was kind of awkward for a little while.
How do you get demoted from...
Originally my boss. But, you know, we got there.
Oh, that sounds so banal. So what... I guess I still don't quite understand what the True Church is fighting against. Yes, you've talked about this progress and protecting, but... what enemies are left on this world for that could, you know, endanger the gods and their grand plan?
I
want to lay it on a little, like, a little here, you know?
That is not for me to know. We have to simply trust in the gods to do their job to protect us as they say they will.
TJ too. This guy sucks. Yeah, I know, TJ. I'm right there.
Can you imagine somebody the same power level of that frog thing we keep running into threatening our prime material? I mean, really?
Why would he ever threaten the prime material?
You hear a little toady giggle.
Toady wants to fuck up the prime material, then Toady could fuck up the prime material, but that doesn't seem like Toady's interest. So
it's not. Yeah. What if something on his same level decided it didn't like the way we looked?
Fair.
Then the gods need to do something about it. They really care that much, but they really don't. They're putting individuals together
to defend the material plane.
No, they can do it themselves.
No, you're making his argument for them.
It's a Toady Force 5.
Toady Force 5.
How did the true church, or how did the gods create the true church?
I don't know. The true church has been around for as long as the gods have.
Yeah, I guess they probably just like went to one of their priests like, hey, you're in the true church now. Congrats.
You did it.
Yeah, they just get an extra handshake and they have to stay late afterwards, you know.
So important, why work in, if it's so important, why work in secret?
Well, because historically people have tried to stamp us out, either believing that we are not the true church or quite reasonably objecting to our methodologies.
Yeah, those kind of suck.
It's a little objectionable.
You just kind of suck here. I don't know what they're like in your world. People getting compensated, that's something. But here, you're kind of a secret little scourge on the whole continent, at least.
Yeah, we're working.
If not the world.
PR, yeah, you don't exactly have a great PR campaign.
And think about the change that you could enact from within the true church.
Burn it
down. I'm not the solution.
Layla's like, I just make it worse.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
No, I'm with Layla. I wouldn't be able to make a better organization, but oh boy, could I do some damage to this one. I don't know that I have any further questions. I'm trying to think of anything
that's
that would be useful
good
here.
Because Director Desmond is starting to look a little slushy.
All right.
And then, as per the Desmond Accord, any Desmond may now call upon me at any moment.
Oh no! What?
Yeah.
As I may be summoned.
Uh huh.
You know, I shake his hand and he turns to slush.
Yeah, and it's
really
like,
did we know that?
Yeah.
Oh God.
I mean, we
sure
don't have anything.
That, sure we went over
we,
that.
We know. Powers. We know the least out of any Desmond.
Yeah, they're gonna
so.
Get this Desmond and be like, "We need to know the answer to this." And be like, I don't know.
"Good luck."
Yeah, but what if we need him?
Have you tried shoving a diamond up their butt?
They're gonna be like, "Oh, we got a defective Desmond."
Wait, hang on. No,
heard of suppositories.
They would be summoning one of the most inexperienced Desmonds. Why would they want to summon him? Because I
don't think you get to pick, do you?
No, we
you
do.
Definitely
we
do.
Oh! How do you know who to pick if you've never met one?
D100 and say
everybody
we wanted
has a
this
moniker,
Desmond.
Right? So this is Captain Desmond.
Yeah, and you oh, can, you if you're not sure, you can just pull a random Desmond out of the time stream.
Hey, here's a thought. Desmond, how many times can you do this per day?
Yeah.
Try once a week. I'm level 14, bro.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, hey, you could take it.
You have 4 liters of hatchling blood.
Yeah, it sounds like it could be helpful for
it's
you
gonna
now.
Be
Desmond,
more like a
I want
bath.
You to know, I am never going to pressure you to take hatchling blood. Friends don't pressure friends to do drugs.
Terrajux 2 leans
but also
over.
Drugs are really cool.
Terrajux 2 leans over and says, I don't know you. I'm going to pressure you into doing hatchling blood.
I'm thinking next time we summon one of these, maybe we summon like Freedom Fighter Desmond from the universe where we staged a great rebellion against the True Church and won. I'm thinking that might be more useful.
Yeah, that might be helpful.
It sounds like we might need to do a bit of a background check on your son, though.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
Kind of hungry.
Yeah, let's
kind of hankering for soup.
Let's go do that right now.
Let's go do that in our next episode, because it has been an hour. So this has been interesting. I was not expecting another Desmond to make an appearance so soon, but very, very informative for me. Probably, maybe less so for you. I don't know.
Kill all gods.
I'm Joe. I've been your host and dungeon master, and also Director Desmond for this exciting Alchemist Club adventure. If you wish to get in touch with us, you can do so at thealchemistclub88@gmail.com or thealchemistsclub88@gmail.com. You can find us on any podcast hosting platform of your choice. So tell your friends, send in letters, leave us a nice review. Yeah. Matthew, what are our socials?
You can find us at thealchemist_club on Twitter and at thealchemistclub on TikTok.
And our intrepid adventurers today were...
Daniel playing Chet Fleek.
Cahill playing Captain Desmond.
I'm Zach and I play Falrock.
I'm Matt and I play Layla.
Waffle playing Tarjux Heiko.
Thanks for joining us.